Film Vault? Yeah, Film Vault. Welcome to Film Vault. That's Anderson Cowan. I'm Brian Bishop. I'll give you your last name.
My
out.
Whole name.
I'll give you your last
Settle
name.
Settle down, Brian. Brian.
Start over again.
Let's not ever say that again.
Well, you know what? It's apropos.
Stop it. Ooh, Brian.
And that word has
way
been,
too.
That word has not been
way too early.
Bandied about. Be that as it may. Apropos to this episode, this is a bit of a different episode. No topic. No topic this week. We almost always have a topic.
What are we doing? What are we doing exactly? I thought we had a plan. We had a plan. Turn Brian up. I can barely hear him.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I can barely hear that man.
This is part of our quest, our mission statement, Anderson, to always deliver something new to the listeners every week. Mm-hmm. I was given the feedback once from a listener of the Film Vault who said to me, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I actually end up having a lot more time over the holidays because we're not working. I have a lot of vacation, and that's when it seems like people take a lot of time off. And therefore, I appreciate that you guys always put something out, even if it's just kind of like, you know, something new, even if you guys are on vacation or whatever.
Right.
And there's a special circumstance this week. You are in.
It's taken a lot.
Where are you right now?
It's taken its toll on a lot of people.
Where are you right now?
I am on an island somewhere.
Oh, having some honey fun. Yeah.
I'm having some honey fun, whatever that means. I'm on my honeymoon, but I'm afraid because I'm such a fucking psycho, Brad, right?
What?
That even my honeymoon, I'm not going to be able to relax. I mean, I'm already setting up like adventures, and we have to go see this, and we have to go see that. And it's like I'm some kind of backpacking, like, 22-year-old who's going to see the world.
This is
going to
end poorly for you.
And it's like, and the girl who's my wife now, the wife.
Ooh, congratulations on you and your marriage.
Thanks, buddy. We're doing this in the future, just to let everyone know. So she's not my wife as I speak these words, but she's about to be. She's like, can't we just mellow out and hang out on the beach? I'm like, there'll be time for that when we get back from adventurous things, swimming with sharks, whatnot.
And you're like, oh, we live near the beach. Oh, wait, no, we moved.
So are we going to talk about movies? Are we going to FlickFest things here? Are we going to just answer questions? I don't know. We have listener questions that we
I have nothing to FlickFest. Truth be told, we'll give you guys a little background on what's happening. This is pre-recorded a few weeks ahead of time because Anderson is out of the country.
I just said that.
Out of the country. So we're squeezing this in between two regular episodes. And where was I? I was just in Las Vegas on a platinum wedding.
This is not makeup for the lack of FlickFest.
It absolutely does.
You being in Vegas again.
Between
Vegas, you know what Vegas is to you?
Yeah.
That's your Transformers of places that you go and talk about.
That's
absolutely what that is to you.
It's fantastic and everyone loves it.
Every time you go out of town, it's either Spain.
Yep. I've never been to Spain in my life.
I mean, Italy, same place in Miami. Or Las Vegas with the boys. God damn it, the frat boys.
Oh, my God, the boys.
Were you there with the frat boys?
You want to know what the frat boys did?
Oh, no.
We sang the sorority sweetheart song to the girl. We did it as a tradition. We did it at every wedding. Or we're doing it at your wedding.
No, you're not, because you're going to be a frat boy of one, thank God.
There's a chapter up there.
Brian, do you understand how little we have
boys.
In common?
I'll
how little?
Boys.
How what?
That's why the show works so well.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work for me. I'm constantly angry. I'm always upset.
So furious.
Do you understand? Like just your behavior at my bachelor party. And
Wait, what does that mean?
Coming back here, telling the jokes, retelling the jokes that you told. It's cringeworthy,
please,
right?
Please tell me Corona verified that I was the first one.
It doesn't matter. No one fucking cares that you're the first person that saw something in a room.
I care.
Were we playing one of those games where it's like, I spy, whoever sees the first.
Well, first of all.
Apparently, that's how you live your life.
First of all, I'm always playing that game.
Yes, exactly. That's how you live your life. Why is my mix so fucked up? Are the listeners suffering as well?
Listeners have been suffering for years with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different this week.
Okay. So let's talk movies.
So I was at a wedding, a platinum wedding. And
what does a platinum wedding mean? What does that mean? It means that I'm a rich fuck that drives a Jag and went to USC and I like to play the sax?
Do you know him? So, yeah, there was no expense spared. And at one point, we sang the sorority sweetheart song.
Are you being serious right now? No expense spared? And
they may have spared some expense.
Okay, here, I'm going to talk about my fucking wedding.
We don't know what the wedding
is. Here's what I hate about weddings.
Don't spoil it.
Here's what I hate about weddings. Okay. And I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. Look, this is the face of a tired human being.
You're pretty out of it right now, by the way.
I laid down.
You actually laid down for the first time. I've never seen that.
And I laid down earlier today. Not even the wedding, just like work and all the stuff that I have to do work-wise before I leave, you know what I mean? Because like my life, I don't get paid if I'm gone, so I got to do a bunch of stuff. When I don't get paid leave any job that I have.
Sure.
Long story short, I was trying to take a nap.
Try
a little napsky. Napsky. I'm such a psychopath, Brian. I'm such a fucking psycho that I can't just lay down and take a nap like a normal human being.
That's true.
My brain
There's
just
a lot
starts
of
racing.
Things you can't do like a normal human being.
My brain just starts racing about, and I even said, like, just think of like calming thoughts. Think of yourself on the beach. And I'm like imagining myself on the beach. Literally, Brian, I don't get through 30 seconds before I'm away from that beach and I'm thinking of like
a shark jumps out of the beach and drags you in.
It's equivalent to that, yes. So
it's like that's scene in Fight Club where Ed Norton's trying to think of his power animal, his spirit animal, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden all you can see is searing in the dictionary in pain because his hand is being burned.
It's like Hot Rod, where Andy Samberg, his spirit animal is Minnie.
That's right.
Power of the Dolphin.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yes. What I was saying. Oh, so I'm so tired. There's no way I can stay on track.
Why so tired?
So I can't stay on track. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Oh. But it's Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I work on Sundays.
It's rough.
I work all the time.
5 a.m. on Sundays.
I gotta work. Gotta work.
Those terrible public access shows.
The wife. She houses the homeless. She's a what do you call those things?
Oh, social worker.
Social worker. Thank you.
You should probably know this.
That's how tired I am. I know. That's how tired I am. But so she makes very little money. So I gotta fill that gap. If you want to live in Tarzana, you gotta.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But what I was
with the Joneses or the Jose's.
What's that, Brian?
So they are
exceptionally
right
racist.
Sorry.
Exceptionally racist.
So I said once.
If you're still listening to this point, we are going to talk about some movies. We're going to do some listener answers.
We got
a bevy of questions from the listeners, and we're going to answer those questions. I saw some of them, and they were very intriguing.
We should
enjoyable.
Have done this a long time ago.
Here's where I was going, though, because you were talking about your platinum wedding you went to. No expense was spared.
That's right.
That's what you said. I hate those kinds of weddings. And most weddings I go to, it's just everything's opulent and smooth and white and silk. And you may or because my wedding has not happened as I'm speaking these words, which we've already covered.
Right.
But you may or may not enjoy my wedding at all because I'm not going for that at all.
Oh, no, buddy. It's not the only kind of wedding I enjoy.
I hate those kinds of weddings. And there's no personality. It's just they obviously spent a lot of money on that fucking cake over there that's covered in what looks like pearls.
You remember
who cares?
You remember my wedding was really understated. It was really tasteful.
I don't enjoy you right now at all.
Oh.
For the record, Brian didn't invite me to his wedding
because
he was afraid that,
that
I was going to get drunk and attack Corolla.
That is 100% of it.
You really did. You picked. And you picked wrong.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, history will prove that you picked wrong.
Yeah, history will not be kind of my decision.
No, it will not be. And at one point, I was even saying, even if I'm trying to break the world's record for the largest wedding, I will not invite you.
You're so close. One more person, you had the record.
I softened up, and not only did you came to my wedding, but you came to my bachelor party. But
Corolla's my plus one.
The attention's in the detail, and there's a lot of little. I'll risk some people getting upset with my words right now as I say. There's a lot of gay details.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot of gay little details in there, Brian.
It's good.
And I am doing all of them.
The gays do the weddings right.
It's a full... I could be a wedding planner right now.
Wow.
I really could be.
Would you want to, though?
I don't know.
It's a horrible job to me.
I could do it,
although you get paid a lot.
I could do it. I really like coming up with like little creative things. Right. And like, I wrote a poem last night.
Really?
For instructions.
Wait, what?
Never mind. We'll talk about fucking wedding.
Can we talk about the phone call you and I had? If we discuss that? Or is that off topic?
What?
Not off limits.
The
phone call. You called me over the weekend.
No, I don't want to talk about that. That's boring.
I called you
in the aisle at a supermarket asking you about wine. Why the fuck would we talk about that? No. Okay, let's talk movies.
But I'd like people to know that the wine at your wedding was partially advised, chosen by me.
I don't want to break your heart, but I didn't go with any of your wines. I did a taste test last night. I bought 6 bottles, and I tried them all, and it was blind taste test.
Oh, yeah. We did the same thing
and,
at our wedding.
Did not pick any of yours.
You ended up with the $50. Did you end up with the $50 bottle like us?
I hate you so goddamn much. All right, so tell me more about this platinum wedding you're at. I really do.
All I was talking about was...
I really can't stand
the
person that
you are. We sang the sorority sweetheart song to the girl, and I had to mumble the lyrics ahead of time because all the drunken frat guys... It had been years since they sang the song, and I was the only one to remember the lyrics.
Do you understand that image that I've conjured in my mind
we got
from
down
your
on
description is worse than anything I've seen in Irreversible? I mean, it really is. It's more disturbing and disgusting. It's fucking
Why?
Disgusting,
it's love.
It's love.
It's love.
It's a bunch of drunken frat white fucks.
Yep, yeah.
Privileged.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Miss Movies is coming in here, too, later.
Hey, she married one of those guys.
Speaking of privilege. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Privilege.
So coming up next, we do have Miss Movies.
Very white life.
With red light, green light. First time in a long time. She's ready to pop, by the way.
Yeah, she's very pregnant. Very pregnant with a very white child.
You think she'll let us take her picture for the episode?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh.
You think she'll let okay.
You know what I would like?
I would like to talk about movies and maybe get the questions.
We're talking about Miss Movies. This is even better. I would like to take a picture with her for the episode. If that's not okay, I would like a picture of her with newborn baby movies, part two, from the hospital bed or possibly from nursery for this episode after the fact. So I will record this today, but the picture will come, 2 weeks later. Yes, Miss Movies, thumbs up.
Who cares about that? What are you talking about? I'm so
I want the listeners to see
you.
Baby movies. And by the way, when she gets in here, I want her to give a place where people can send well wishes, cards and such.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Listen to this. I made her cry on the phone the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, or almost. brought her to the edge of tears.
Why?
We'll talk about that later.
So horribly sad?
I feel naked and very distracted and uncomfortable because I have zero game plan, no notes. I feel like it's the after disaster, except you've morphed from Carano into Bald Ryan. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing.
Better version of Carano.
Lost all your hair and you became uptight.
I know. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Can we move on to the next segment, or what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I'm desperately trying to crack into my my Netflix here so I can flick fast some movies that maybe I haven't flick fast over the last few months.
You don't sound distracted at all.
A number of them, and I just see pinwheels. Pinwheels, because that's the worst connection in any media center I've ever been in, and I've been in a number. This is the worst place for information where we sit.
Well, we wanted to get listener calls for this segment, but that didn't happen.
No.
Because the phone lines
sounded
here were
like
inactive.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little like this, and then it continues until she just goes. Right,
this is not the after disaster. We don't want to just start pressing buttons here.
Let's call
please,
someone.
Please stop. Please don't do that. This is.
Oh, wait. I got to dial 9.
Folks, you're in luck if. What's that?
What the? I can't dial out here.
Please,
you can't even dial out. This phone line is just dead.
Well, this is lucky for everyone who's never heard the after disaster, because this is pretty much what goes on. A lot of dial tones.
My little brother is very, very funny, and he sent me an email the other day, and he's watching The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Because it's back, you know, it's on Netflix now, season 2.
It's a TV show, right?
It's a decent show. Brian. Sorry. Yeah, it's a TV show.
I should know
It's
this.
A very large TV show.
This.
It's probably the most popular TV show amongst the masses right now.
Wow.
It's a solid 3-star show. Not a great show.
Okay.
But something
I do know people are obsessed with the show.
My brother noticed, which I also noticed, and we kind of bonded about it over dinner the other night, was the overuse of Foley artist. That,
really?
Was on that
there
show.
There was too much sound
effects?
Anytime
anyone gets punched or anything, there's obviously like wet celery being crushed by a cinder block. And my brother just sends me an email. We talked about that like months ago. My brother sent me an email. Says, New Walking Dead available on Netflix. You watch it, the Foley artist is completely out of control.
I like to know if that's true. Hey, you know who we never hear from? Speaking of flick fashions.
What?
I'd like to hear what Logan has to flick fast. We never talked to Logan about movies he's seen.
You know,
he produces a movie show.
Miss Moves, and which movie show does he produce?
I don't know, but I hear it's good. So it's nothing like this one.
It's almost as good as this one.
Yeah.
I was thinking you and Miss Moves could maybe talk about the movies you saw most recently. We're reaching here. This is
we are, but we got to fill.
This is embarrassing.
Well, it's this or nothing.
Okay.
Well, nothing.
What
coming
you
up next.
What do you got there, Logs? No, I like the questions. Some of the questions that I saw, I like them, and I'm looking forward to answering them.
We'll talk to Miss Movies about the movies she's seen when she comes out.
Did we talk about how we're going to do Red Light, Green Light as well?
Yes, we did.
Okay. We talked about things.
I teased that.
I'm staring at a pinwheel right now on the computer.
What did you see most recently, Logan?
Most recently, I saw End of Watch, but you guys already talked about that.
Yes.
So
you did not enjoy it.
Before that, though, I didn't enjoy End of Watch all that much.
What did you not like about that movie there, Logs?
I was put off by how inconsistent it was, as far as it kept jumping in and out of being a found footage movie and just being a standard movie. He kept talking to the camera, and then there'd be other cameras.
Yeah, there'd be like 7 or 8 different angles. Yeah, it was very sloppy. I was pissed because I felt like, I think I talked about it. Yeah.
Taking a lot of liberties with the found footage genre these days.
That and his class must have been at least a year long, that class he was making the movie
for. I don't think
there
ever was a class. I think he was just saying that.
Well, it was obviously you don't think he was actually in some kind of class?
Well, I don't know. They never said. He never looked at his partner.
Well,
I'm not really in a class.
He did say at one point that he wanted to be a detective.
You know what I'm hearing a lot is people saying that great acting. I found a lot of really uncomfortably bad acting cliches almost in that movie where they were sitting. So there's a lot of just back and forth in the car, in the squad car going around.
Right.
Going around town. And there was a lot of. Like when he grabbed the phone, one example, when his partner grabbed the phone and he tried to get it, it was like something you see on Saturday Night Live or something. Like, oh no, stop it. What? Oh, come on. Give me my phone back. It was really bad, Brian. You want to know because you don't watch movies.
I like how Logan started this out with, I'm not going to talk about End of Watch.
He did and I did.
Anderson expanded on it.
That's right.
But before that, I watched a new, not a new Luke Wilson movie. It's called Middlemen.
Hmm.
All about the.
Oh, wait. Is it the porno guys?
It's all about the invention, or I guess the popularity of internet pornography.
Yeah.
In, I believe, the early 2000s.
I'm pretty sure.
90s.
I think it was like 98. Yeah. Anyway, I flickfest this, I think, a few months ago.
Anyways,
right. This was, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'll give you something
you're
to jump
doing
off
a bang
of.
Up job.
I thought, this gave me an idea for riches to rags movies, because there's too many movies where guys get super rich or super famous or super something successful, and then it's like, well, second half of the movie, you know, it's all going to fall apart. How's it going to fall apart? That's the only suspense, is how's it all going to fall apart?
Sure, yeah. It did take a while to kind of get into all that, but I thought it was a really good movie. It was kind of along the lines of Lord of War, if you enjoy that movie.
Didn't see that one.
I thought, you know, just the way it was edited and the way the music was used, it felt a lot of like Lord of War. It was a serious subject touched upon lightly.
What do I remember about Middle Men? Giovanni Ribisi was good.
Uh-huh.
There was a scene that stuck with me about a guy getting... well, I don't want
to... Brian, trying to remember a movie that he saw from a while ago is not good.
It was all right.
It's not good.
It was all right.
Let's move on. I started to watch Life in a Day, which is that movie where...
That seems like draining.
It was hard to get through. Yeah. It was I didn't get through it because it was too hard to get through.
But I appreciate experimental stuff, but to explain what it is to in case a listener does not know, is not familiar.
Basically, it's one day in the life of everybody on Earth that participated.
Yeah.
That participated. So people sent in video footage of what they did on this specific day. It was sponsored by YouTube. Everybody sent it in, and all the video looked great.
It's a true life found footage.
They actually
true
premiered life. The movie. Wow. On YouTube at a specific day and time. You had to be online at a certain time to watch the movie with everybody else around the world.
Wow.
So it was actually interesting. There were some interesting things, but I feel like I would have had to have been on some kind of drugs to get through it.
Yeah.
Were you?
I was not.
Oh. What did you think of Middle Men?
Middle Men was great. I liked it a lot.
It was great.
It surprised me. I thought it was really good.
I would say I would agree in that it surprised me. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
And then it was expiring on Netflix, I rewatched Red Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
I had like seven
does
movies expire
up.
On Netflix on the same day for me, and I didn't get around to
does
it.
Not.
I was living out of town. It was devastating.
Red Dawn. How does a young Logan take Red Dawn when you watch it? Did you find it funny?
It was enjoyable, a little over the top,
all right.
As most movies from that time are. But
I would say it's a lot over the top. The notion that Russians could invade America and take over a town, it's absurd, right?
Kind of, yeah. But, I mean, it was a different time.
It's the 80s.
It was on the heels of the Cold War.
Right, so what do you think? What do you think of Red Dawn?
Red Dawn's good. It's a comfort film. It's fun to watch.
Are you interested in the remake?
No.
Okay, so let's move on.
Coming up next. Yeah. We'll take some listener questions. You guys send us some questions from Twitter and such, and we'll answer them. Coming up next. Hey there, Anderson. You're looking skinny and youthful.
Why, thank you.
Oh, wait, no, that's not Anderson. That's Logan. Anderson's on vacation. Actually, he's on his honeymoon. And Logan's going to step in and do our Amazon read with the more interesting and noteworthy Amazon purchases of the week. Logan, you ready for this?
I apologize in advance.
Good. I appreciate that. The listeners appreciate the advance warning on the apology. Someone is buying a lot of accessories for their shotgun. I don't know if you can buy a shotgun on Amazon, but people are buying. Someone bought a whole bunch of accessories, like a tactical shotgun case. Someone got a shotgun shell belt, which I assume is a belt for shells. And someone got a soft-sided cleaning kit for their 20-gauge shotgun. So
I just hope they don't do anything inappropriate with those shotgun accessories.
If they do, I hope that it's not to or involving us. Let's put it this way. If you have a recommendation, sir, for a top five, please send it and we will do it. I don't want to upset you. Someone got a, you know those blackjack dealing shoes in Vegas? Like, did you ever play blackjack in Vegas?
Yeah.
They go like, someone bought one of those.
Sends all the cards one at a time.
Yeah. Someone bought one of those. Someone got a, I don't appreciate this. Someone got a bald cap, I assume for Halloween, or maybe they just wanted to, maybe they're going as me for Halloween. Someone got two people got Captain America costumes. I guess that's popular this year. Someone got a indoor rowing machine. Someone's going to get in shape. Someone got an Abbey Road iPhone case. For their iPhone 4S. Good choice. That's my favorite Beatles album.
Good luck keeping that looking good for more than a month.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to have to buy two or three of them and just keep cycling through. Someone got some hickory barbecue pellets, I guess, for barbecuing. Someone got
What are the pellets used for?
I don't know. It's a 20-pound bag. I assume it's to flavor or they smoke them, I assume. They probably smoke them. I don't imagine you rub them on your food. Someone got a balaclava full face sports mask, like you know what like the guy in Mortal Kombat used to wear, the ninja in Mortal Kombat.
The nose protector?
No, no, it's like the hoodie.
Wear?
It's like the hood, the ninja hood that only shows your eyes, like a ski mask.
Okay, so another good Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's called a balaclava full face outdoor sports mask. That's a lot of F's and L's. Someone got a it emphasizes that it's brand new. A classic tobacco smoking pipe. It's not something you want to buy used. Someone got a, the foam they have in like recording studios. Someone bought a whole set of those.
Sound absorbing foam.
Yeah, exactly. Studio foam, they call it, or they call it here. So an iPod Classic, an Apple TV. Someone got a pressure cooker, a 5-piece set. Someone got a Kindle Fire. Someone bought a 60-pack of Durex condoms. Good for you. And some of a 12-pack of Her Pleasure Sensation spermicidal condoms. So good looking out for the ladies. Of course, a week wouldn't be complete without the Mission Pack Space Food Sampler with astronaut ice cream and space food sticks.
I can feel it stuck in my teeth just by hearing that.
The space food sticks feels like it's in my throat. Someone got a 40-inch LCD TV. Someone got a Steady Play controller stand for their computer. So thanks, nerds. And someone got a GoPro Outdoor Edition HD camera, anti-monkey butt cream for their baby.
Keep monkeys away from their baby's butts.
Keep monkeys away from your baby's butt, I guess, and prevent monkeys from entering or exiting. And someone got some red leather suspenders. So thanks, hipsters. What do you have for movies, Logan?
All right, starting off for Halloween, we have Fright Night. That movie I don't think a lot of people saw with...
People are buying and streaming a lot of movies for Halloween, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's another advantage of streaming movies online is that around Halloween time, you go to the video store and all the scary movies are checked out, except for the crappy ones.
Yep, you end up with Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, but, you know, with online video streaming, it's a great way to spend a Halloween evening.
That's a good point.
Also have Saw, the best and the only one I've seen out of that series.
I haven't seen the others.
Tales from the Crypt. Great classic. I've always thought that they should make a TV show like in that vein where it's each episode stands on their own.
Isn't that American Horror Story?
Kind of, but it's by season. But I want to see like they get a
standalone.
Yeah, they get like a good horror director to do an episode and each one's a different director.
That would go well.
Crypt, Demon Knight, The Stuff. I'm not a big horror movie fan, so I don't know.
The Stuff
is
an 80s movie where like this like frozen yogurt concoction killed people. I think it was more campy than good.
That does sound like a movie I would get drunk and watch with my friends and make fun of. I've got The Hammer.
That's scary. Oh, wait.
Alien, good choice.
Great choice.
Gone, Baby Gone, another great choice. I've heard Argo's pretty good. It's also Ben Affleck directed.
I'm falling behind. Check out Next Flick Fashions. Maybe I'll have Argo.
Marvel's The Avengers, Prometheus, Blazing Saddles, very funny movie. Buffalo 66. Brian just watched that one.
That's right, first time.
Cinderella, two-disc Diamond Edition Blu-ray DVD combo. Hero Dreams of Sushi, a documentary I have to check out.
Anderson Flickfest that one, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought you did too.
No, I did not. I've not seen it.
I've heard from several people that it's a great documentary.
I think it's streaming.
It is. It is on Netflix, or you can buy it through our Amazon click-through.
Which someone did. There you go.
Martyrs. Mm-hmm. Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Did you see that?
I did not. Yeah. I kind of want to. I wanted to, and then I heard it wasn't good, so I...
Now that it's out on video, I'll check it out.
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Bald Brian classic.
Fucking A right.
Troy, director's cut. Not bad. Not great.
That's one of the, I almost want to call it. It's an almost awesome movie. Right. Like, there's some good things, but too long. And
it came
not...
out. What was. It's one of those examples of there was two very similar movies that came out at the exact time. There was Troy.
Kingdom of Heaven.
No, was it Kingdom of Heaven? I feel like it was another. I don't know if it was Kingdom of Heaven I'm thinking of.
Was it Alexander?
It might have been Alexander.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Those movies all kind of blend together. None of them were that much better than the other.
Right when I, in early college, I got really into those Greek mythology movies.
Sure.
So
300 ended up being the best one.
Yeah. And rounding it off, we have Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Good job, everyone. Thanks for clicking through. We appreciate it. Your support means a lot to us, and thanks for doing it. Go to Amazon, go to Brian and
AndersonandBrian.com.
Yeah, just fix this in post. Go to AndersonandBrian.com, or don't. Let it in there. AndersonandBrian.com. Click through the big banner right there on the top right-hand side, and back to the show. Hi, this is Mike Catherwood, and you're listening to The Film Vault on AndersonandBrian.com. Welcome back. Thanks, Into Arcadia. They're our featured artist this week. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Into Arcadia. Escapers, their first album. It's out now. And IntoArcadia.com. Or go to AndersonandBrian.com and check them out.
Sure, they're thrilled that they got this episode. Fantastic. We finally made it on the Film Vault, and it's the fuck-around episode.
Speaking of very serious, I wanted this for a long time. I can't believe it took us this long to get around to it. Listener questions. Yeah. Logan, how did you solicit these listener questions?
I asked for questions from Facebook, Twitter, and email and compiled the ones I felt would cause the best discussion amongst you two.
Yeah. Well Facebook done, and Twitter, The Film Vault, at The Film Vault.
Well done, Logan. Way to produce. Way to produce.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's hear some questions.
First question comes from Carmelo Washburn, and he asks, what film and or film-related experience stands out to you as the moment responsible for your love of films?
Anderson, this would happen to you first because you're much, much older than me. So go ahead.
How much older am I than you?
So I don't know. Significantly?
I think it's like 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
You take every little like bit you can, don't you? You're such an insecure person. It's very sad.
You think I'm insecure?
I guess it probably comes from being bald at a young age.
Yeah.
And you just immediately become defensive.
That's exactly what it is.
At a young age.
You think I'm insecure?
Mm-hmm. Look at this. My top 10 for Anderson on Netflix. God Bless America, number 3.
Hey.
Right behind Battlestar Galactica and the Larry Sanders Show.
But you've seen God Bless America.
Yeah, but it's recommended it for me because I've not rated it.
Oh, well, you've got to rate that shit.
God Bless America.
All right, anyway.
Instant streaming, everybody. Check it out.
Answer the question. Answer Carmella's question.
It's a two-part answer for me, of course, because I'm long-winded. But it began 1986 when I watched a little movie called Platoon 13 Ooh. Times in the theater. And it was the first movie I was ever obsessed with in the theater, and I went back again and again and again. And it was a time in my life where I would go and hang around the mall, because that's what you did back then. You'd look for chicks in the mall, Brian, smoke cigarettes and do Circle Eights by Macy's and Robinson. What was it called? It wasn't even Robinson's
Day.
No, it wasn't back then. It was Robbins Brothers.
Wow, you were
and
really
the May
are
Company.
Older than me.
And the May Company.
No, Robbins Brothers is a ring shop, I thought.
No, there was two separate ones, and then they merged, and I remember I was upset because I wanted things to change. But I was obsessed with that movie. I was like 12, I think. And then a number of years later, when I say a number, I mean 5, a little movie called Goodfellas came out, and it was the same kind of enthusiasm and obsession. And that was where it kind of solidified, like, maybe this is something that I want to kind of watch and be a part of and do for the rest of my life. But it still seemed too easy because it was like I'm a glutton for punishment. So I was still going down the scientist road at that point and working with Jacques Cousteau.
Right.
And beating myself into submission, saying, you're going to just have your nose in books, even though that's not you, and you're not going to work with other people. You're just going to be in a basement trying to study sharks for the rest of your life, because that's what you deserve. I don't know why, but it took me until I was like 19 before I said, you know what? Maybe this isn't. Actually, you know what?
What's that?
I was working at the Cousteau Society, and Rocky Strong, who was like he's still one of the leading experts on sharks. He's a marine biologist. He called me up out of the blue because I'd done some work with him, and he said, listen, Anderson, I was just thinking about you over here. I'm like, that's kind of weird, Rocky. And he said, yeah, you know what? You're a really outgoing, he said these words, really outgoing, likable people person. This is years ago, Brian.
I'm going to let any joke ago. I could possibly make the listeners.
I swear to God, he said this to me. And he said, and I hate the idea of you throwing your life away and doing what I do, where I am miserable.
He didn't want to be around you anymore.
That's not it. He wasn't around me. Okay. I hadn't seen the guy in weeks. And he said, you need to be around people. You need to do something social, and you'll just be miserable. You love sharks, and you'll spend your entire life trying to find ways to kill them. Because this is back in the 90s, where sharks were still mostly hated.
Hunted.
He said, I just spent the last 6 months of my life trying to get a grant to come up with nets that are going to kill them to keep them away from people. And it's heartbreaking, and it's awful, and I don't think you should do that.
Is shark fin soup still a thing? Is like shark steak
still
a thing?
It's terrible.
Oh.
It's everywhere. In fact, my favorite Chinese restaurant... in the Valley, it's really good, Brian.
Okay.
I banned it.
Oh.
I'll never go back because I just saw that they have shark fin soup. So I will make no difference, but I will never go there.
It's tasty?
Like, I have no idea. I've heard that it's very bland.
Oh.
I would never
I've had shark steak, like you had tuna or halibut or something. It's
delicious. I don't eat sharks. I don't eat them. They're as smart as dogs.
Really?
And then also I think it was a 25-year anniversary of Midnight Cowboy on the big screen at the Arlington Theater in Santa Barbara, and that was kind of life-changing. I remember peeing after the movie. I was standing at the stall, and it was like clear as day. Like, I would be so happy to write something like that. That was so fucking amazing. And I was peeing, and as I was peeing, by the time I was done peeing, I'm like, I want to write stuff.
There's so many movies. One that's been on our list, a top five that's been on our list for a long time.
Transformers
to do,
or Terminator 2.
Has been top five movies you wish you could see again for the first time. And I would like to do that at some point, because there's a lot that... where are you going? There's a lot of movies that obviously I liked as a youth and were impressionable upon me, but much like you were into marine biology, I was super into journalism. I was a big journalism nerd, and I loved sports writing and all those things, and that was sort of my passion in my life until I was into high school. I was editor of the paper and all that stuff, and really wanted it to be what I did for a living.
Very nerdy.
Very nerdy. And ironically, I was at a film program at Northwestern University, a film writing program that I thought would just be fun to do and check out, at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. And I saw a movie, I was high school age, it was 1994, I think, and I saw, or 95, and I saw a movie called Pulp Fiction.
96, might have been 96. It was it 93?
No.
92.
It was
October 12th, 1994.
And even though I was already in a film writing program.
That's the date that it came out, Brian.
94?
October 12th, 1994.
And it was summer of 95, I guess.
I'm like Rain Man with that shit.
It was summer of 95.
Yeah.
And blew my mind. It was...
Wait, you didn't see it until it was on video or like in your class?
I wasn't that into movies. I liked movies, but I wasn't so... I didn't even know who Quentin Tarantino was. Mm. And I remember seeing it and mostly being confused and being like, wait, why was there a gimp? And why was there a little outline when she did her square thing? And why this and why that and blah, blah. So many questions, but it was one of the first movies I found myself really thinking about like on a deep level afterwards, not knowing much about it. And I went back and I researched it and found a lot about Quentin Tarantino and went and saw Reservoir Dogs and really sparked a love of movies beyond, I enjoy movies. I like to, you know, watch movies. It was certain movies really speak to me and I want to find out more about them. And I love Transformers and I loved Terminator 2 and all those movies.
You ever seen Transmorphers?
I did not. I would like to learn more about these mockumentaries. Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating world to me. So explain to the listeners what those are.
No.
Okay.
They don't deserve
mockumentaries.
Any talk at all.
There are smaller companies out there that will produce movies designed solely to trick people who want
that's
to
not
see...
a mockumentary. You're talking about something.
I'm sorry, a mockbuster. I know I said mockbuster. Mockbuster. They're designed solely to trick people who are in the video store Hold on, let me finish. Ooh. They want to rent Transformers and they see Transmorphers and maybe they're a 55-year-old with a grandkid or something and they're like, "Oh, let me rent this." And of course, it's nothing like the actual movie and it's a mockbuster.
There's people who are willing to watch something because they love it so much. Like maybe it'll be as good.
No, there's no way that
Dick Van Dyke's son.
That's got to count for 2% of the audience.
Dick Van Dyke's son. I can't remember his first name, and I don't really want to utter it to be honest. Okay. Actually, I knew that guy at one point.
Okay,
didn't like Dick Van Dyke. He's a cock.
Really?
Yeah, don't like that guy.
Wow.
I was at a gas station.
Jovial.
I was at a gas station in Westlake Village a number of years ago, and I already gave the punchline away. But long story short, my girlfriend's in the car. And I'm pumping the gas, and a guy in a brown Corvette pulls up and goes, "Excuse me, can you tell me the best way to get to Calabasas?" I'm like, "Well, you can go through here. That's pretty quick. But you know what? Traffic might be bad." He's like, "Okay." And just drove away.
Wow.
And I'm like, and my girlfriend, I turned to her and go, "What the fuck was that guy's problem?" Because no one is ever an asshole when you're giving them directions. Yeah. And this guy managed to be. And she says,
"If
you
anything,
know
they're deferentially polite. Like, excuse me, sir."
He was Dick Van Dyke. And I'm like, I have no idea who that is because I didn't.
Right.
And all I know is he was a dick.
Wow.
Hated him ever since. And
he
then I met a son.
White-haired guy?
Met a couple of his sons and did not like either one of them.
Wow.
And now they make Transformers.
Now they make Transformers and Carnosaur.
I don't think he made Carnosaur. No, they didn't make Carnosaur.
I know, but that's an example of a mockbuster. Anyhow, next question,
Jesus
please.
Christ.
Next question is kind of a follow-up for Anderson.
Okay.
Anderson, you've mentioned you've worked on movies. What did you actually do on them?
Fluffing, a lot of fluffing.
Sorry, that's from Evan Fino.
Evan.
Hey.
It's been a number of years since I've actually worked on a feature, and it's kind of catch-22 if you do work. I'd love to work on a movie because it's fun. I love hanging out on sets. However, I don't like working on other people's movies because it's hard work.
Right.
95% of everything that's done on a movie is like back-breaking work. Yeah. I can't do most of that work anymore.
Loading and unloading.
I literally broke my back. And I can't do it with Loveline hours, and I'd rather honestly have a steady gig in the Loveline than walk cable about. All that being said, I was a second assistant director on a movie way back when.
What movie?
And God Spoke. And I've done a lot of work as assistant directing, and people ask me to do audio, and I haven't done audio since film school because I hate doing audio. I hate audio in
general.
It's
all post-production work.
No, that's
unless
like
they're asking for the mic, for the boom.
For booming or mic and using lavaliers and this and that. But I love being on a set if it's a friend of mine's set. Or I was even assistant costume at one point because I was dating a girl who's gotten kind of big in the costume world since then. But she was a costume designer on some movies. And So I just liked hanging around on sets and never really did anything that I don't think that I'm even on IMDb.
Wow.
I was Andrew Kahn. I would always use a different name because I was so worried and so... I was high on drugs, okay? Let's just start off there. Yeah.
But it was a dark time in your life.
I was like 19 when I first started, trying to work on movies. And I would actually go down, like I was banging on Terry Gilliam's his production office to get onto Fear and Loathing.
Right.
Like I was obsessed. Right. I wanted to work for free. They're like, "Excuse me, young man with a drug, obvious drug habit."
With a needle hanging out of your arm?
No needles. Brian.
Sorry.
No needles.
The empty pill bottle in your hand?
This is a union show. You familiar with the union? Yeah, please get off of our property. But... what was I going to say? See, this is what I told you.
You did in movies.
You don't want to get pigeonholed, and you really can. I mean, if you're hanging around, you're the loader guy's making a movie, please.
Right. So, sure. It's, I know you hate to hear this name, but Carolla has some great advice from back in the day, which is, don't be the guy that empties the trash because if you want to move up and do other things with your life, people around you who will always look at you are the guy who emptied the trash.
For the most part, yeah. For the most part. And every now and again, you hear about, like, you know, the PA who became something, but still there's like, for everyone that's going, oh my God, can you believe he's a PA and that way something? For every one of those guys, there's 10 guys going, can you fucking believe
10.
That PA?
100.
Yeah, okay.
And by the way, that guy, that PA, he moved on. You got to move on to move up. You know what I mean? It's very rare. The days of climbing the ladder through your own company, maybe that still works in some parts of the corporate world, but you got to move on, make yourself seem more in demand.
You got to do yourself a favor and do it yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. But I would actually put down on the intent, because a lot of people who work on non-union movies that are in unions, they actually use fake names to get around the union fees, and you can't, you're not allowed to work on other movies, so they come up with these aliases and different names. So I got a trick from a friend of mine back then who was doing it. His name was Gus. So I said, my name will be Andrew Cohen.
Wow.
Andrew Cohen whenever I work on a movie. Sure. Did a lot of extra work. Oh God, those were terrible days. All right, let's move on.
Good
awful.
Times. Hey,
awful.
Next question.
Jesus Christ.
Next question comes from Patrick Neville. If you could each pick one film that the other could never mention again, what would it be?
Ooh. I don't have a
Trans Terminator. Yeah.
Wait, Transterminator 2 or Transterminator the original?
It's Dick Van Dyke's son's new movie coming out. Transterminator.
What an awesome fucking movie that would be. What an awesome movie that would be.
I think just anything that starts with a T for you. No, I think Transformers. I'm just
son
so tired.
Of
tired of hearing you try to defend that movie.
I don't want to hear you talk shit about movies anymore. So I'm going to pick a movie of my own.
I don't
own?
Talk shit about movies.
Just Friends?
Really?
Why that answer? Why are they dancing?
I would love to never talk about Just Friends again. I would love it. That's one of the few movies out there that I kind of wish just didn't exist.
Wow.
You know what? There's a whole bunch of movies out there. And I read an article there not too long ago. This is actually quite kind of interesting. I wanted to spend some time on it on this here program. And that is, I couldn't quite put my finger on what these movies were that I hated.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but Total Recall is a great example.
Right.
All those kinds of movies that are like very sleek and they're devoid of emotion and they're just all about, you know, like selling a product.
Oh, the new Total Recall.
The new Total Recall. And there's a lot like all the Underworld movies.
Right, yeah, sure.
You know that those apparently...
Resident
Evil movies, they're all
anything with Mila Jovovich.
I feel bad because I like her a lot. I wish that she'd come back instead of these ridiculous movies. But those movies are not only made... I always, you know, kind of write them off as, like, you know, they're not made for me. They're made for 15-year-olds or whatever. But more than that even, Brian, they're made for overseas. They're made for, like, not China, but maybe the black market in China, but more like Europe and Eastern Europe.
That's
and
right.
They know that audience, the worldwide audience, is going to actually pay it back. And it's not even made for this country. Like, it's just devoid of emotion. And like, they do really simple dialogue that's going to be able to be subtitled easier. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's strange.
I kind of agree. Like, the movies
I've never thought of that before.
They don't rely on any kind of dialogue or inflection or any kind of communication. They're all just about, for lack of a better term, blowing things up.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, a handful of movies every single year that are made, I think, mainly for that foreign audience. Mm. Okay.
There you go.
If there were a Film Vault movie in production, who would each of you get to play the other person? And who would you both get to play Miss Movies? And this is from Flint Puff.
I don't like this
question. I should have read these questions ahead of time.
I don't like this question. This concerns me. This worries me.
I would get Michael Biehn to play you, because for obvious reasons, it's Michael Biehn. But also, it's age appropriate. And let's see.
I could actually see Biehn playing Anderson.
Yeah, that'd be prone to fits of rage.
Is it because he's like he smokes a lot and drinks a lot now?
Exactly. Not now, but he
looks
has
a little
past.
Weathered. When was the last time?
Right.
A little weathered.
Worse for the wear.
I'm going to go with, I don't know if he's an actor. Actually, I know he's not, but Pierre Maguire, Dead Ringer.
For me? Mm-hmm. Pierre Maguire. I know that is.
Talks like you, looks like you, acts like you. He is you.
Who is
so
that?
I'm all about casting the accuracy.
I would choose maybe, I don't know.
Casting someone accurate. Pierre Maguire. Look him up.
I would choose John Cho for me.
For you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stretch, but you know what? They fucking did it in 21 the other way. The Asian guy, they made him play by a white guy.
What's 21?
The movie, the Bringing Down the House movie with Kevin Spacey, the blackjack film.
What's 21? Okay.
And for Miss Movies?
Pierre Maguire. Check him out. Oh, Miss Movies. We got to go hot because we want box office, right?
Yeah. So, Mila Jovovich. We got to bring her back.
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Someone huge. Precious.
Oh, my God. She's the pregnant version?
Yes.
All right. I can see that. Gabourey Sidibe.
Gabourey.
That's awful.
I love Gabourey.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. She's not in there. She can't hear. She just went up to
the
bathroom.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who do you think?
Monique.
Monique?
Yep. Next question.
All right, this question comes from Tom from New Jersey. He says, love the podcast. I'm a huge TV watcher, movies, and TV shows.
Hell yeah.
What an asshole.
I have both Netflix and Amazon Prime, but if you could only have one streaming service, which would you keep?
Probably Netflix, only because it works seamlessly with all my Apple TV, I guess, and my iPhone or iPad or whatever I have. So, also, their selection seems to be a little better. I don't know. It's tough. I like them both. But I choose Netflix.
Love
Netflix
me.
Because all right, I'm all in with the rating. All of the movies. I have over 1,000 movies rated, and I wouldn't want to lose that.
Appreciate that algorithm they use.
Yeah, I like it, and it also keeps track of movies I liked and hated.
I'm all in for the old fuck flicks, and I'm very loyal. I've been with them since '99, and the selling point is that I can stream it directly through my Blu-ray. Now, if I got a new device. And I could stream Amazon through, and it'd be a whole different story. But right now, it just comes down to the fact that I can easily watch it on my big screen without plugging in computers or anything like that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. That's my choice.
I'll make the argument for Amazon if you'd like.
I'm sure Amazon's good. But
Amazon is quickly becoming as good as Netflix. It's almost reached as many movies as they have. In fact, they have better selection because it's not all just documentaries and TV shows and movies you've never heard of. It's actually great comedies that you would sit down and watch if they were just on TV at a random point, like Office Space, Team America, which they do have on Netflix now.
Nice. Hey, on Amazon, can you make a queue? Can you make a list of movies you want to see?
You can make a watch list, I think. And you can rate movies, but Netflix does have the better rating service.
Mm. Yeah, we just talked about how Netflix, you watched something recently because it was going away, Red Dawn with the Cubans. And you watched it because it was about to leave. Now, is it leaving, going over to Amazon, you think? Is that what's going on? It's like, I got to go over to my other friend's
temporary contract.
I feel like what happens with most of the movies on Netflix is their contract runs up and then the studio realizes it and renews it. Because you usually see movies go away and then come back the next month.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Okay.
Next question.
Next question comes from Guess Who, is how he spelled his name.
Not a great name.
What is your take on all these 3D movies that have been released, let alone the ones that are being re-released, like Indiana Jones?
Love them.
Yeah, it's a nice trend.
You know, nowadays with TV being so close to, you know, the big screen and what's going on playing at your local multiplex, we need something like 3D to really take it to the next level.
To separate it. To give you an incentive to get off your couch.
It's worth the extra $3. And
totally.
It looks fucking phenomenal.
Plus you get to wear those glasses.
And you feel like you're actually in the action.
Yeah. It's around you.
I've been waiting for the future of movie making, and it wasn't until I saw Avatar that I realized
it's here.
It is absolutely here. He raised the bar.
We're in the golden age, Anderson.
James Cameron went down to the abyss and raised the bar by himself.
Wow.
And I'm all in for – I wish that and I've heard rumors that Scorsese may be re-releasing Goodfellas in 3D.
Oh, can you imagine the scene
idea
where Joe Pesci beats on that guy and it's right in your fucking lap?
Religious.
That's amazing.
Like it could almost be sexual. I will like it so much. Like, I might be able to pleasure myself to the 3D images of Ray Liotta and De Niro taking care of what's his fuck?
Frank Vincent.
Yeah. Go get your shine box. But
I guess to summarize, we're all for it and we want more.
He points as he says, get your shine box. And it's like his fingers right in front of you.
He's poking the eye, basically. That'd be awesome.
It was a hoof.
So what do you call it in there? A foot?
Yeah, 3D. More, please. You know what? I want my world to be 3D. How cool would that be if you just walk around?
Wear the glasses 24/7?
Oh, they have those new glasses now that make your world look HD.
What?
Yeah.
HD glasses?
They sell them on late night on TV.
Here I am wearing regular glasses like a sucker.
Because this is not HD around us.
No.
It's all
this is
low
medium def at best.
I bought a pair for my dad as a joke gift.
Nice.
It's a joke gift.
Joke.
Where's the joke?
Joke's on you, buddy.
They pay extra for the HD service of their cable provider, and he's always watching TV in the standard version. So I'm like, here's some HD glasses for you.
It's not used, and you're not supposed to put them on just to watch the TV. It's to look around you.
Yeah, I know that.
Experience life in high definition.
They're joking themselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is fucking huge. We'll move on right after this. I'm sorry to go back, but
that's breaking news.
13 of Stanley Kubrick's movies are all being transformed into 3D.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck. It's awesome.
Can you imagine when the blood elevator, washes over
you? Oh, it's going to be great.
How great is that going to be?
Oh, my God.
They're beating a private pile with soap in the socks, it's going to be like they're beating you right in your lap.
It's awesome. It's 3D, awesome. Man. I don't know how we watched movies before. Okay, let's next question.
All right, next question goes back to the streaming topic. It's from Dan Butler in Virginia. He wants to know what your criteria is for rating movies on Netflix.
I didn't think I had a criteria. I just kind of point. Why am I being sarcastic?
I've actually gone back and like looking over the list once in a while and be like, because I'll look at all the movies that have rated 4 stars and I'll come across one and be like, I rated that 4 stars. That's the 3-star movie at best. So I change them once in a while. I guess it's just, yeah, it's by association. I look at the movies around it. I'm like, do I like it as much as that one or as much as that one? And 5-star movies I try and save for movies I really love, like movies I will stand up and defend.
Here's the thing with Netflix, because they know like my ratings so well, I watch very few 2-star movies, because if it suggests that it's going to be 2 stars for me, I don't even watch it. So I've been watching much better movies as a result, because I'm not taking many chances these days. So pretty much all of my movies fall in 3, 4, and 5. Now, a 3-star movie these days to me is something that's not very good. It's rare. Oh, I saw a 2-star movie just today, Brian.
What did you?
Because I was working on Busy Work. No, I'm not ever Flick Fest this movie. It was actually on in the background, so I don't feel like I really saw it. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't focusing on it, but I was watching it enough to know that Real Steel is one of the worst things I've ever
it's not
seen.
That bad.
Oh, my God. I can't do a show with this man.
It's not a great movie.
Logan, have you seen this?
It's not a great film.
I looked at the wife and I said, it's going to be wife. And I said, I think that Brian may have flick-fessed this and said that it was okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And I'm like, nah, he didn't. He didn't.
I would never see that movie.
Really?
It is awful.
Real Steel? If they called it Rock'em Sock'em Robots, I would totally see it.
I would bet that the new Karate Kid is better than this movie.
That was great.
Now, was it Disney movie? Was Real Steel a Disney movie?
I feel like it might have been.
No, I don't think it was. I want to say it's a DreamWorks movie.
I thought it was until I heard Eminem, and then I'm like, no, it's some new new wannabe Disney movie, Disney-type company that's trying to cash in, but they're also trying to cash in with like bigger stars and stuff. It was awful, Brian. You should not be allowed to talk for 2 minutes.
Fair enough. Fierce question for you, though, to tie it back to the listener question.
Oh, God, damn it.
It is DreamWorks.
You rated it 2 stars.
I would rate that. Yeah, 2 stars.
What could possibly? Okay, see, I rated it 3 stars. So I didn't love it. I thought it was okay. A 3-star.
3 stars is I like.
3 stars for me is like, yeah, it was above average.
If you want to get nitty gritty, it should be like 10. It should have 10 stars.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Because that would be a 2-star movie in a ten world, or 1.5.
It's got 7.1 on IMDb.
It's not bad.
Oh my! Because you know why?
Film.
It's all the kids and the parents that went to watch. It was
movie.
Meant for really slow people. Yeah. It was the most predictable, cartoony. That kid was awful, Max. I wanted to fucking throat stomp him.
It's a boxing movie. It's a boxing movie with robots. Of course, it's predictable.
I watched maybe 15% of it, but I heard all the dialogue, which probably made it worse. And then he comes out and he's dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, awful!
To finish off the listener question, I reserve 1-star movies for movies that are either completely forgettable or have, in my opinion, no redeeming qualities. So I don't actually rate that many movies 1-star. There's a lot of 2 stars that fall in the great gray. I have to read.
Yeah, if they have subtitles, Brian automatically. But if it's a subtitle movie that's in 3D, 5 stars, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because the dialogue pops out at you. It's like it's reading itself.
But I don't know if we answered that question at all. I know I didn't really answer the question at all. But
you screened out Real Steel, and then I answered the question. Next question.
All right, we'll do a couple more, then get Miss Movies in there.
Yeah.
This one comes from John Scoggs. He asks, what's your favorite top 5 list that you've come up with?
Oh, my God. I would fucking dislocate my own shoulder if I patted myself on the back for every list I love.
It's true.
It's true. It's 100% true.
So
I can't pick out just one. You know what? I'll reverse the question. My favorite list that you ever picked in the top 5 is Limited Storytelling. That was a great idea. It was a great list. And if you go back and look at the archives, I'm sure it's out there. Track that one down because it was a good episode.
No, people can't find that.
Then we'll release it. We'll re-release it on a box set or something.
Here's one of the many differences between you and I, Brian. I didn't even know that I came up with that list. I don't know who comes up with what list. It's not really important to me
if
who
it's a good list,
does what.
Here's how you tell.
I just get excited about the actual lists themselves, and then I do it. But I have no idea what I have come up with or what you've come up with. I know some of the ones that I've said, all right, fine, we'll do, I've been yours, but I can't even name them right now.
I liked the one we did with Gil, the top 5 movies you loved when you were 9.
Mm-hmm.
Movies that scared you as a child was a good one. I think we did that with...
I think top 5 most disturbing is still one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was early on in the run.
But it's not like I came up with that, or you came up with that, did you?
It was kind of a mutual. Some are just obvious, like, let's do this one. But the limited storytelling was a brilliant idea, and pat yourself on the back.
I didn't even know. I wouldn't have been surprised if Logan came up with it. I had no idea.
Who's Logan? Next question. One more. Well, last one. Last one.
All right. This is an email I've been sitting on for a little while now, but I feel like it's a good moment. It'd be a good wedding gift for Anderson.
Yeah.
It comes from Anthony Matisse. It says, you guys are just the best. You too, Logie. Anderson.
Wonder why they picked this one.
Anderson, you probably get this a lot, but for the first year I listened to TFE, I thought you were black. props.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Keep slipping your mouth words into my ear, cunt. Thanks again.
Wow.
Can I, Matthias.
Can I get that drop? I'm
showing Brian a picture of Pierre Maguire.
Looks like,
right,
it looks
now
like me.
If you haven't looked up Pierre Maguire now, he's the he's a hockey analyst, poor one at that, and he looks like a human turtle.
He's a good looking fella.
And there he is.
Human turtle.
He looks like a human turtle. Like if somebody had to play Myrtle as a human, that would be him.
Myrtle the human turtle.
Oh. Yeah, who should you play would be even a better question. You should play Myrtle.
Hey.
Myrtle.
Well, I love this segment. We should do a list of questions more often. We should sprinkle it in once in a while.
Sprinkle.
Thank you guys for all your questions. If you ever have a question to send us, send it to, well, you get the email address and all of our contact stuff off the website. Anderson and
contact.
Brian.
Contact.
Really. Contact.
Wait, what was that last guy's name?
Tony Matisse.
Myrtle. Jesus, the verbiage that he used there at the end was very offensive even to me. My God.
That's good stuff.
I wish I hadn't heard that. Really, too. Makes me feel dirty.
Come on next. Miss Movies and Red Light, Green Light.
Get on in here. I got some words for you.
Hey, we're back. And by we, I mean me and Logan, because we actually have some interesting breaking news. Logan, you emailed me a rather unbelievable fact. What is it?
We have been nominated for the 2012 Stitcher Awards.
What idiots nominated us?
Well, apparently there were 60,000 votes casted, or nominations casted, with 6,000 shows, and we are one of six film and TV podcasts that were nominated.
Oh, do you know the others?
Doug Loves Movies.
Fuck that guy.
Film Spotting.
Fuck those guys. there are two guys. I don't know how many guys.
Yeah, some other NPR ones.
God damn it. We're going to finish dead last.
This Kevin Smith podcast.
This is such a travesty. We're up there with real film podcasts.
But our listeners,
all I talk about is Transformers and Spaceballs.
We asked our listeners to go nominate us, and they delivered. So.
Our listeners are awesome, and they prove it every week. And the fact that we got nominated for an award against actual real podcasts about film that take themselves very seriously when all we do is whack off about movies that we talk about over and over again. We appreciate it. Logan, how do people... Why would they? How do people vote for us?
Well, from now until November 5th, listeners can go to AndersonandBryan.com.
Remember the 5th of November.
Yeah, the day before the big election.
This is the real election.
Right. I feel like now that the debates are over, our listeners are informed enough to go and vote for the Film Vault in the Stitcher Awards.
There's no debate about it. The Film Vault.
They can go to AndersonandBryan.com and click through the button that says Vote for Our Show to win a 2012 Stitcher Award.
Yeah.
And go ahead and select... you can do it once a day, every day, until November 5th.
I just want to have a little camera in the offices of everyone else when they see, like, the fucking Film Vault? First of all, what is the Film Vault? Secondly, someone listen to this horrible show and tell me what they talk about. And don't say Transformers.
Right. I think people that stumble across our show through the nominations, with the exception of Douglas Movies, will be pleasantly surprised to find that we're one of the few film... shows that discuss film in an entertaining and funny way.
Oh, interesting.
But ours are more personality based.
Yes, ours, I would say lighthearted is an apt description. Thanks, you guys, for nominating us. And if you didn't nominate us, go fuck yourself. But you can make it up to us by going and voting for the Stitcher Awards. Go to AndersonandBryan.com. Now back to the show. Yeah, thanks again, Into Arcadia. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's own Into Arcadia. Check them out, AndersonandBryan.com or IntoArcadia.com. Arcadia is very close to where you used to live, right? Or where your husband's family is from?
Yes.
Yeah,
what?
Turn her
no.
on.
No. Actually, yes.
Miss Movies is in studio. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's been a long time.
You're welcome.
And you're on the precipice of childbirth.
That's right. I'm full term.
Wow.
So
populating the earth.
You can pop anytime.
Breeding.
I could.
You ever had any gallbladder problems? Pregnant women oftentimes,
yes.
And another friend of ours is pregnant and having gallbladder
problems.
It's
kind of gross, so yeah.
Well, I had mine removed when I was
young. Yeah, it was removed and he dropped 30 pounds.
That's right.
Okay, so you guys
were
talking
plump
about...
He was plump Brian before. Do you remember? Yeah, of course you remember.
Of course you remember.
When Brian
that.
Was plump Brian.
That's right.
Yes. I never knew him as that, though.
Little plump Brian. Yeah, that's what we called him.
Got it.
Did you call me Little Plump Brian?
Anne and I refer to you as producer Anna Loveland, and we refer to you as Little Plump Brian.
Oh.
I noticed that you guys didn't cast Logan in the movie.
And oh!
I was thinking he should be Andy Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mickey Rooney?
Or Mickey Rooney.
Yeah,
yes, sorry.
And Rooney's dead. Mickey
oh,
Rooney's
not because
far behind.
The Asian? That's really rude.
Miss Haruka Rivery!
Or I could be Long Duck Dong from 16
Yeah,
Angles.
Getty Watanabe.
Why can't he be Schwarzenegger?
I was in.
Sure.
Let's just say John Show. Okay. You know what? That was actually another episode of I Can Call Back to the List, our questions. Another one I'm very proud of coming up with was Top 5 Worst Accents. I thought that was really fun.
Who's the most famous?
We play clips.
Famous Asian actor.
Who is the most famous Asian actor?
Yeah. It might be Logan.
Jackie Chan.
Not many. Oh, that's Jackie Chan.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
I heard something very disturbing.
Is Bruce Lee more famous than Jackie Chan?
I would say Jackie Chan's more famous nowadays, currently. Maybe in the 70s and 80s,
could be
Bruce
right.
Lee.
It's scary. It's creepy. Wow, most people don't know who Jacques Cousteau is. Most young people. People I hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I heard something very disturbing during the break just now.
What?
While we brought Miss Movies in here, I went and hung out with Logan for a minute, and I heard you talking, the mics were on, and you said that somebody you grew up with recently posted on Facebook.
That's true.
That Looper is the first movie that they ever asked for their money back for.
Yep, 100% true. I'd heard universally good things from you and Logan, and I think in a second we're going to hear some good things from Miss Movies about
it. I haven't seen it.
Dude, what is this bitch? What is this bitch like?
I knew her growing up. Like,
what was she like then?
She was younger than me. I hardly knew her, but she was like a friend's sister.
Why are you reading things that she writes on Facebook?
Because now we're friends on Facebook. That's
God,
how it works.
It's a creepy, weird
I know,
world.
Isn't it, though? But the point is, she posted on Facebook, Looper was the first movie I ever walked down on halfway through the movie and asked for my money back. And I was like, wow.
I'm not joking.
Best
Zero
movie of the year.
Hyperbole
so far.
Being employed at this point when I say these words. If the girl, who's now the wife, did that, said that, if I read that on her Facebook, we'd discuss it, but the marriage would not happen.
Disavowed.
Not just because my love for movies and whatnot, but that just would show me that she is just a dullard.
Miss Movies, tell us about Looper. You saw it recently.
I loved it. It's probably like the first one that I felt like, wow, this is really what filmmaking should be about.
Yeah.
Because it just, you could see the passion of every single person that was working on it.
That's awesome.
An amazing story, the way that they tell it, and
it's
the flow, everything about it is just fantastic.
It's everything,
in my opinion.
People think Inception is.
Really?
Oh, look, phone calls! Yes! We could take phone calls if we wanted. Logan, get back there. Start busting your ass. Let's take some calls.
Why don't we replace that first segment with phone calls?
We could do that.
Ooh.
So, anyways.
Why don't we replace this segment with phone calls?
Welcome.
I don't get to see a lot of movies, and I would say Looper is the best movie of the year that I've seen.
And you've seen
two films.
Once again, I've seen like four. Yeah, I've seen like four things.
What are the others?
I saw Total Recall. Ugh.
What to expect? And, we're expecting?
No.
You didn't see that. Come on.
I wouldn't see that. Mm-hmm. But I am not pregnant every time I'm on this show. I just want to make
some
that clear.
Some form of pregnancy.
Half the time, yeah.
Either just gotten pregnant or just delivered.
Well, I was just thinking about it, though, because when you guys started at Ace, I was pregnant for the first time.
Yep.
And then
you were obsessed with getting pregnant for a while.
I was.
She was actually to the point where she was rolling around in a wheelchair, just akimbo. Please impregnate.
Is that true?
Up and down public streets, yeah.
I never saw that.
Akimbo, Brian. Just please, insert.
Oh, goodness.
Impregnate.
Okay. Yep. And I'm the one who says movie whore.
You did. You said you just said it.
Just now, yeah, that's right. All the time.
Let's do this.
All right, Miss Movies. Red light, green light. Let's refresh the listeners because I haven't heard it in quite some time. Miss Movies is going to pitch us some movies. These are actually movies that are in production and have been rumored or in development, but they're actual real movies. And we are going to play the studio heads, Anderson and I, and going to red light or green light based on the information Miss Movies gives us. A little way to look forward on the film vault.
That's right. Filming right now is The Wolf of Wall Street.
Boo.
A New York stockbroker refuses to cooperate in a large securities fraud case involving corruption on Wall Street, corporate banking, the corporate banking world, and mob infiltration.
How great would it be if your water broke right now? I mean, a great podcasting moment. Not great for you in your chair, but great for podcasting.
Well, Michael I'll let
Douglas,
you know.
Michael Douglas starring in this one? Shia LaBeouf.
This is Matthew McConaughey, Jonah Hill. Leonardo DiCaprio, and narrated by Gene Hackman, who I think should be the one to play Anderson.
He's back. I'm in. You know what? I was on the precipice, to use the word again, of Red, and I heard fucking Gene Hackman, and I'm back in.
Can you say Gene Hackman should play me as an older man?
Yeah.
As an older man.
Thank you. Who's directing this?
Martin Scorsese.
Oh! Matthew McConaughey.
I'd have to Red. Is it 3D?
Probably.
Okay, then
I thought he said he wasn't going to
I might green light if
he
it's
did
3D.
Hugo with 3D. What about, did anyone see The Lincoln Lawyer? Was that any good?
Yes, it was watchable.
Heard it was pretty good.
If it's streaming on Netflix, which I think it was recently, it's worth watching.
Yeah. My parents liked
it. Keeps your interest. Yeah, it's one of those.
All right.
Not bad. Not bad.
It's
though.
One of those things.
Like you know what? I like that Matthew McConaughey.
Is that how I feel about Real Steel? Yeah, not bad. What do you think about Real Steel in those movies?
Never saw it.
Yeah.
So can't weigh in.
I'm going to green light this. The Scorsese-Hackman connection. Anything else is just cake to their icing. I'm in. Green light.
Yes. Well, if it's 3D.
How about you stop texting?
I have a lot of things going on, Brian. I got a text.
You could have one thing going on.
It's true, but I'd rather have two.
So moving on to the internship. Two recently laid off men in their 40s try to make it as interns at a successful internet company where
this
their managers are
hilarious.
In their 20s.
All right, is it Zach Galifianakis?
High concept.
Who?
I'm going to say it's Anna Faris and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
it's not.
Margarina.
No, it's not.
Will Ferrell and Will Ferrell. So.
You guys are good. Will Ferrell, Rose Byrne. Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, John Goodman.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any idea? It probably doesn't say who the two guys are, the interns. Probably Will Ferrell.
This could be Will Ferrell and Owen Wilson. And I'm going to just go ahead and just read right now and so we can...
Why?
I'm just tired of this rehash. Aww. Isn't it funny? Look, they're going back to school.
You know what's
funny? They're with young people and they're old, but they're funny.
The director is Sean Levy, who did Real Steel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's going to be an amazing abortion, this movie.
This will be the
sorry
Real
to use
Steel.
That word.
Of...
I'm sorry, Ms. Moves.
Oh.
I'm sorry to use that.
This will be the Real Steel. I think at this point it's murder, Anderson. At this point, this will be the Real Steel of comedies. I'm in. Green light.
There is a guy named Dr. Kermit who can still take care of it. Actually, I think that's
right. We don't need to talk about
it. You remember
that.
Dr. Kermit?
I do.
Oh, what is Dr. God. Kermit?
One of the worst things that I've ever... If you get a sick fuck mind and you want to entertain yourself right now, just read about Dr. Kermit. Just do a little Google search.
Is it a movie or
no, he got arrested and put away a few years ago. We talked about it at length on the After Disaster. He is maybe the most evil man of our time.
Wow.
9-month full-term abortions, Brian.
Okay.
With scissors.
Oh. Okay. Let's is there in America? Oh,
yeah,
that's some sick German shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good God, Dr. Kermit.
Taste.
And he looked a little bit, he was like one of those black guys with freckles.
Anderson.
Makes it worse. I don't know why.
You couldn't possibly
so much
alienate the listeners anymore, could you?
I'm sorry, Ms. Moody. I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on
cut
to
all
something
this.
More happy.
All right. I'm sorry. No, it's a real life thing.
All right, we got it.
Okay.
Someone should make a movie. Fincher should make a movie about
it. No, absolutely should not.
Oh, you should. Mm. Ooh, Gaspar Noé should make a movie about
it. No, okay. Gaspar Noé is right.
Let's go on to a Pixar film.
Okay. Perfect segue there.
Monsters University.
Uh-huh.
A look at the relationship between Mike and Sully during
their
days.
Oh, it's a sequel.
It's a triplet.
It's a prequel.
When they weren't necessarily the best of friends.
This is a prequel to Monsters, Inc.?
Yes. So Steve Buscemi, John Goodman again, Billy Crystal, and Jennifer Tilly. The director who did Cars, Dan Scanlon.
Anderson, you said Pixar's back on track now with Brave.
I did, but I think I was overly enthused. Damn movies, you know, it's all about your anticipation.
Goddamn movies.
It's all about your anticipation. And I had very little anticipation for that after Cars 2, and I thought Brave was going to be something that it turned out not to be. However, I've read some things about Pixar, and I don't know if they're doing quite as well as I would like them to. The idea that they're going back to this well again kind of worries me. They should... Why not make something completely and totally new and original like they did with, you know, that's where they're bred and that's where they're really good is when they're making like a Wall-E or a Toy Story for the first time.
Or Monsters, Inc.
Or Monsters, Inc., which I wasn't in love with the first time.
But at least it was original and kind of a fun idea.
I don't like going back to the goddamn well. They shouldn't have to do that. They're such an original company. I say no.
What about like Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3?
Well, yeah, because that was so good. I don't think that Cars merits a sequel, and I don't think that Monsters, Inc. does. Hasn't this been going – I've been seeing billboards and posters for this for a while.
I don't know.
Have you?
To the point where I thought – I had to like double check just now thinking, is this the third one? Yeah, for a while.
Oh, maybe there was a Monsters, Inc. 2. I don't think
no,
there was.
Could have been a
there wasn't.
It's,
this is a prequel.
There was not. Yeah.
I'm going to say no. Red light for this.
I've even seen trailers for this now that I think about it.
I'm less interested in seeing this than I am in the other two movies for sure.
Negative.
And I don't want to reinforce the whole, you know, piling on with prequels and sequels to marginal movie. It's above average Monsters, Inc., but it's not. I don't think it's their best movie. And
wait,
I don't think it's amongst their best.
Is it 3D?
I don't know.
Well, if
sure.
it's 3D, then I'll have to flip that. Get back to me on that, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Tentative red,
unless it's 3D.
Okay.
Then we're in.
All right. Next one I got is Gods Behaving Badly.
Ooh, I like the title.
Greek gods living in modern day New York intervene in the lives of a young couple.
Jesus Christ.
Starring Christopher Walken as Zeus.
I could see this. This sounds actually pretty good.
Sounds straight to video.
John Turturro.
I'm in.
Alicia Silverstone and Sharon Stone.
Wow.
All right.
Director
Mark Turtletaub.
No one knew.
Where did I know that name from?
He's done Everything is Illuminated and Little Miss Sunshine.
Is this a comedy?
Comedy, drama, dramedy.
Dramedy. It sounds like a quirkity to me.
Yeah, it does.
Selling on quirkiness rather than humor.
Sounds like...
The Christopher Walken thing is stunt casting, right? Christopher Walken is Zeus?
Yeah. You're right. It is stunt casting. Yeah, I say no to this. No,
and Little Miss Sunshine gets a little less sunny as years go by, right?
A lot of people are turning on that movie. I still stand by it. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was a little heavy-handed at the end. But I loved, loved, loved that movie. I thought Paul Dano was maybe my favorite I've ever seen him. No, that's not true at all. I liked him more in There Will Be Blood.
Of course.
He was pretty great, though. And he now has the greatest death scene I've ever seen in any movie.
Really?
The one part... Well, him and Looper, I wasn't that impressed with, but everything else.
He was good.
That was the one part that I was like, eh.
He was fine.
Eh, someone else could have done this.
You should go back and see LIE, Long Island Expressway. Paul Dano as a very young boy.
There's Logan Screen Calls in there?
Yeah. Am I supposed to be on some message board or something? Logan, this is a disaster. G-Chat?
I'm so glad that I'm here when you're like, this is the worst episode we've ever done.
I totally disagree. I love the list of questions, and I love Red Light, Green Light. So listen, Millicent Anderson. First of all, never listen to Anderson. I'm going to red light this movie.
But it was like I came into the... It was like not even in this room at this time. It was like when I first got here, it was like, is this a throwaway episode?
Oh,
all
it
right,
is.
Thanks.
It absolutely is.
I totally disagree. I don't do
Thank
throwaway
you.
Episodes, first of all.
All right, Lowe's, I got it up now. Why don't you talk to me, buddy? Talk to me. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Moose.
God damn.
What was that last movie? It was about gods and monsters?
Great gods.
Yeah.
Red light for me.
Red.
All right, let's go.
Let's do one more movie.
Alicia
and go to some questions.
Alicia Silverstone.
One more?
Yeah, and then you and I will field some calls, and Anderson will listen.
Okay, great.
I can go back to texting.
So Maleficent is going to be coming out, the Sleeping Beauty tale told from the perspective of the princess's evil nemesis.
We do need that.
Maleficent. Angelina Jolie is going to be Maleficent.
The live action?
Live action.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay. That sounds awesome.
Kind of like Wicked, right?
Sure, sure. Same
about that.
Yeah, told through a different person's eyes.
Right. We'll probably see that. Oh, she wasn't really bad.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
She'll at least be somewhat sympathetic, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. Directed by Robert Stromberg, who did The Golden Compass, and he also did something on Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, he coiled Cable. Hey, please tell me this is 3D.
How about I just say everything is in 3D? I will make a note next time.
Do you think people would buy more 3D tickets if they said your ticket will be printed in actual 3D?
Wow. It's jumping out at you.
You can actually, it comes out of the kiosk in 3D.
Weren't there two Snow White movies last year or this year?
There were Mirror Mirror and Snow White and the Huntsman.
I've been burned too much by live action fairy tale movies in the last year to 0 for 2 with Snow White. So I say red light to this. No desire. No desire. Anderson?
It all depends on the dimensions.
Well, let's assume. Let's see. How about you do one red light for red light, green light for 3D, and one for none.
Okay. I have to read this. This is no. Angelina Jolie doing. She's playing Maleficent. No,
yes.
Negative. It sounds PG-13. It sounds made by DreamWorks. It sounds not made for me. That's what it sounds like. I hope I'm wrong. I always hope I'm wrong.
Well, thanks for the movies, Miss Movies. You want to hear a couple phone calls?
I would love to.
Yeah, you would. So would the listeners. Logan, who do we got?
It just came through now, Logan. This is a terrible idea. But
I'll take one phone call, and
all right, here we go.
I can show you how bad an idea. How about we get the name first?
Hey, this is Chris. He's 23.
Chris,
how are you, Chris?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Hey, thanks for calling, Chris. I appreciate it.
You are officially the first live caller we've ever had on the film bolt.
So let's down.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your question there, Chrissy?
Hey, just thinking about your guys' perception or thoughts on overrated directors. Just people that you don't understand the fascination that everybody has with.
I feel like we talk about that quite a bit.
We touch on it sometimes.
I come off as racist because I always go straight to Spike Lee, but... I think that there's better black directors out there, and Spike Lee kind of takes all of the gumption from other...
Yeah, there's Tyler Perry.
I'm thinking of the Hughes brothers, who have kind of been buried ever since...
They're black.
From Hell. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about Steve McQueen in the future, too.
Oh, yeah.
But Spike Lee is always going to be the go-to black director, and this became a completely different answer. But all right, here's,
you know what? I'll give an answer, and on Chris's point, I actually understand the attention for Clint Eastwood. By his movies are they always come in under budget, early. The studios love him because he gets big stars to be in his movies, probably for cheap. Leonardo DiCaprio and on and on and on. And I have not seen a really good Clint Eastwood movie in quite some time. In fact, I've been disappointed by many. And if I could see a list of his last 10 films, I would say at least 5 are below average.
He's old, all right?
Leave him alone. Some big and great movies.
He's old. I was going to actually say Steven Soderbergh, who I love.
Really?
I will continue to see anything he does. But think about this, all right? And I've read some reviews of his most recent one, Magic Mike, which I also put up on AndersonCohen.com. Did a little talked about it there. I didn't call it a review, but I talked about it.
Discussion.
A little discussion. My thoughts on Magic Mike. But here's the thing. A lot of reviewers and critics loved Magic Mike. Now, imagine it's not made by Soderbergh. Imagine
this
it's
movie,
made by...
I assume you saw that.
No.
Some unknown director.
I would love to.
You gotta ovulate.
One of the most cliched movies, drab, dollar, cliched movies you'll ever see. There's some great performances in it. There's some great acting in
right.
it. Not Olivia Munn. Not
sure.
Munn, but Channing Tatum and got a few other Lincoln Lawyer guy, McConaughey.
Lincoln Lawyer.
I'm not good at actors. I don't like actors' names. I don't like actors.
Yeah, he's only on a list of the 10 most famous people.
I love Soderbergh, but there's a lot of directors I like. Alexander Payne. I mean, the man could do no wrong. If anyone else made the last one, God damn it, I'm tired. The last
the master.
One, no, that's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah,
sorry.
Great example. Another great example.
Alexander Payne.
But Alexander Payne. He just did the one with George Clooney, and they're in Hawaii. Come on, everyone.
Oh,
loved it.
Yeah,
Descendants. Right.
The Descendants. That's a made for lifetime movie. But Alexander Payne's name is on it, so you got to fucking bow. Mm. It's got to be up for awards.
Mm. Well, you all always right. point to Steven Spielberg as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, have you seen ads for Lincoln?
Look great.
Holy
looks
fuck.
Really great. Oh, ugh. That's not what you're saying.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I saw one trailer. It was kind of. It wasn't so much in the movie. It was a lot of voiceover and a lot of slow-mo. Mm-hmm. You have an idea, Miss Movies, of who's an overrated director? It's your big shot.
No.
Don't blow it. All right, next question.
The end.
Thanks, Chris, for making me angry.
Yeah, Chris, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Flagstaff, Arizona.
There you go, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
Cool, thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy, man.
I almost moved to Flagstaff once.
Really?
Yeah. Dodge that bullet. All right.
All right, that was a good experiment. Oh, we got another one.
Hey, wow. Tim. Oh, no, I don't like this question.
All right.
Tim, no, we're not going to do that. Tim?
Tim, can do you have anything else you want to ask?
I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, Tim?
Hey, I'm a huge fan of both you guys. I'm a massive fan of Anderson and the After Disaster.
Yeah, Tim.
Brian.
Smart man.
Yeah, buddy.
Actually flew out to the Last for Bald Bryant.
Oh, what a hero. Hey, man, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's very cool.
Love you guys.
Thanks,
but,
dude.
Thanks. All right, next
Anderson's
call.
Like, thanks for calling.
He wants us to tell a story that I don't
know. That guy cured
like
me from
tell.
Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Why are you still bald?
Yeah, so I wanted to get some sympathy so I could actually get you guys to answer this question because I knew Anderson wouldn't want to talk
We've
about
talked
it.
About it, Tim. Now, go ahead.
What's the question?
I've never heard you guys talk about it. I listen to everything you do. I've never heard you talk.
What
tell
is
the whole
we have?
Story of when you got wasted on Loveline.
I wasn't wasted. I wasn't wasted on Loveline.
That's a great story to continue to bring up.
Here's the thing.
It might be too long.
Which night?
I think it was like 05, Papa Roach.
The Papa Roach night is kind of infamous, yes. Actually.
And it was,
Was that the night where Anderson screamed? He dropped food on the ground and screamed at me to clean it up?
Yes, that's the night. And we have talked about it on the show, right?
Clean it up!
Yeah, Brian was my designated driver that night. It was a K-Rock party. Thank you for the accolades and for support for curing Brian. And I'll put you on hold and we'll give a quick version of this.
Okay, all right.
The year was... 19...
I think it was 2005.
Yeah,
it was, like that. Or it was 04. It was a Christmas show. So
it was
like
a K-Rock
Christmas
party.
I should say.
K-Rock, world-famous K-Rock out here. It's a big station that plays a lot of alternative
it was probably 04.
Cool rock. And we were there, and Brian was my designated driver to work, so I didn't have to drive.
So we
and
met at the Christmas
a
party.
A lot of the jocks knew that I was working that night, and they thought it would be funny to buy me shots and give me the drink tickets. Yep. And I thought it would be a great idea because I had a driver. And not only that, but I was also eating something else.
It was a
fun night.
What were you eating?
A good night. Remember, remember when we stopped at the red light?
Flatbread?
There was like someone at the...
oh, my God. So... I'm in my truck. Anderson is half in my truck, half out of my truck, leaning. His torso is out of the truck. Stopped at a red light, screaming, gesticulating wildly at a bus bench full of people. Not one person, several people. Were you just cursing at them? Or were you saying
to them? Somebody had done something or looked like they were wearing a shirt. There was something that set me off. But I remember Brian is very nervous, but trying to keep his calm, going, please get back inside the vehicle. Please get. The vehicle's about to move again. Please get back inside the vehicle.
And half in, half out.
Went to Loveline. I ran the show swimmingly.
Well, the show ran you.
However, there was somebody at the there was a whore at the other end.
No, it was a Christmas party here also earlier in the day. And they left a bunch of chafing dishes with food out for the night crew.
Mm-hmm. But what he's talking about is there was many technical difficulties that night.
Anderson.
And
there were. That was all you.
I swear to God.
You think it's a remarkable coincidence that you got wasted and blacked out at work.
You know what? There's always the drunk driver who gets hit by somebody else and they're not doing anything wrong.
That happens.
It absolutely. I swear to God, I know how to run that goddamn show. It's like doing nothing.
Sure.
It was pushing a couple buttons and the whore at the other end.
You better be careful because you get paid.
God damn, she's a whore. She obviously blamed it all on me and I went on air and only everyone could hear me except for the talent and Papa Roach. And I was making an ass of myself because I was screaming at Michelle, and it was not my
Anderson
got
on the
moment.
Mic was trying to talk to the host, but no one could hear him except for the entire audience. It was like, my God, no one can hear me! My God, who am I talking to?
It was not a good night.
You're just talking over the show.
But I promise you, for the record, and I know that it doesn't look good, but I did everything the way that I always do it. I mean, when I do something this long, when anyone does anything this long, I mean,
it wasn't the first time that I had run the show.
You
altered.
Know. Yeah.
And besides, the real funny part is when you took the leftover food from the catered food from earlier in the day, put it on a plate, and was eating with your hands, falling out of your mouth on the ground, and then you spilled the plate, and I was laughing at you, and I'm like, all right, well, you got to fix that. And you were laughing, like, ah, ha, ha, and you're like, clean it up!
I feel like we just told that part of the story, and then, not even a good part of the story. You like it.
And then you went to get the broom.
Because it involves...
And then you went to get a broom.
Hi! Your name's Logan, it looks like. Says Logan number one, how to convince my wife to see Cloud Atlas. How are you?
Anderson, this is really poor.
Kyle.
Well, it says Kyle. Logan. Hey, Kyle. What's up?
That was a copy and paste error.
I see, Logan. Hey Kyle.
No, it's all right. Hey, Anderson, Bob Ryan.
Hey, buddy.
Good to talk to all of y'all. But look, last movie I tried to talk to my fiance into seeing was Dear Zachary on y'all's recommendation.
Yeah, not a good one to watch with your wife.
Hey, I like the movie myself. She got halfway through it and didn't finish it.
Wow! Oh, she didn't even get to the big reveal.
She missed all the heartbreak and torture.
Couldn't finish the whole movie.
Wow!
But recently, previews for Cloud Atlas has been coming on, and I'm to convince her to go see this movie.
Okay, question number one: why do you want her to see it?
Because I don't want to go into a movie by myself.
Why?
Why?
It's the best way to see a movie.
Yeah. Okay, regardless.
Why do you think she won't want to see it?
Have you seen the trailer?
She won't want to see it because I unfortunately showed her the Wachowski brothers, sister, lady, guy.
Siblings, yes.
Preview. Uh-huh. She was a little...
six-minute preview?
Yeah. She saw the whole... I showed her this six-minute preview, and she was not digging it.
Kyle, here's what you do. You go by yourself, and you tell her everything she missed and how she's dumb for not going with you.
Or you tell her, honestly, if you come with me, you will never forget this movie. Good or bad, this will be unforgettable experience.
Does she like pretzels?
She does like pretzels. Bribe her
with a pretzel.
All right, we're set. I live in San Antonio, so we actually have Alamo Draft House here. So might be able to bribe her with that.
Nice.
All right, Kyle. Good luck, man.
Thanks for calling, Kyle.
That Atlas could go either way.
No, it can't. It can only go one way. Bad.
No.
You think it's going to be good?
Oh, I think there's a very good possibility.
I'm so into seeing it because I think it's going to be a disaster.
How often does Tom Hanks sign off on something that's going to be terrible?
The Terminal.
Yeah, that's it. That was the exact movie I was going to say, too, and I've never seen it, and it was a movie
really
that
bad.
It didn't work well. What else?
This movie, Thoughts on Cloud
Splash Atlas. 3 was not good, actually.
Cloud
Any thoughts?
Atlas?
Any thoughts?
I don't want to see it.
She's pregnant, and she knows very little about it.
You know... No, I saw the previews.
Very little.
I've seen the previews.
Were you freaked out by Andy and Lana Wachowski, formerly Larry Wachowski?
I haven't,
checked
them out.
Oh, do yourself a favor. You know Larry Wachowski is living as a woman now, right?
Yes, I do know that.
Lana Wachowski?
Alex, you're on the Film Vault. That sounds so weird. How are you?
Why?
Because it's usually after disaster that I say. Hey, open and honest. Ask us anything, and we will answer both openly and honestly.
Thanks for calling, Alex. What's your question?
Brian's so pissed.
My question is, what
movie? You need to buy furniture,
Anderson,
sir.
Come on,
he
buddy.
Needs furniture. Listen to his house.
Come on.
Okay, my question is, what movie did Brian and Anderson recommend for college student to see?
College student.
One movie.
Are you going into college?
I'm in college, freshman year.
Freshman year.
Okay. Animal House.
So you're new in college because it's October, and so you've only been in school for a month or less, or 2 months or less. All right. Are you big into movies? Have you seen a lot of movies?
I've seen a fair amount. Not a ton of the classics, but...
Anderson, what are movies you got watched a lot in the dorm rooms when you were in college? What are big popular dorm room movies?
Are you being ironic right now? Save your money on movies and buy some goddamn furniture, dude. What's wrong with you?
Oh, come on. But he's living in a dorm room.
Are you living where...
He's in a common room.
A giant hall with hardwood floors? Kyle, what's going on with the echo there? I can't move on.
My name's Alex.
All the callers are Kyle to me from now on. Kyle, number two, what's going on with the era of furniture?
My furniture?
Yeah. Lack of.
I got a futon.
You got a futon. Anything else in there?
Desk. That's about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you need to at least put some pictures on the wall or something, because that echo is going to scare chicks away. I'm telling you. You should watch Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
That is a great classic. I think it holds up. It's a love story between two men, but it's not gay. Go figure, even though it was made by John Schlesinger, who is a gay director. Great fucking movie, and I think it'll help you grow.
I'm going to recommend a movie, and maybe I would never recommend, except that he asked specifically about being in college, The Rules of Attraction, because...
Ugh!
No?
Get out! Out of this room!
I think there's a lot you'll find interesting
horrible
in there
movie.
Based on college partying experience.
So stupid.
There's a lot of college partying in there, and it's a good movie.
Terrible movie.
It's not terrible.
Huge letdown. Yeah.
You think it's a terrible
Brady
movie?
Brady Ellis. Oh, yeah, awful. All right. Rules of Engagement is a terrible movie. Terrible. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check out Netflix. I'm going to see what it says that I would think it. Rules of Engagement. Hold on. Or Kyle, number two.
Put Kyle number two on hold.
Thanks for your call, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. Good luck in college. Let's wrap up. You look it up, and I will wrap it up. Thank
no more
you.
Calls? Brian, why do you hate the listeners
so
much?
Can
you explain?
Calls.
Can you explain to the listeners why you
Please
hate the listeners?
Please don't press another button.
Can you? Oh, well, now I have to. I mean, it's been settled. I have to now. Let's see who else is. Why don't more? Oh, here we go. Hey, Rob. What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, hey. What's up, guys? So awesome to talk to you guys.
You're the last call of the night because I feel for Brian and his little tantrum he's having.
My favorite podcast.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
What about the episode?
Yeah, Brian.
Wait, question for you. Rob, question for you. What other podcast do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of shit. I work in a lab and I just listen to podcasts all day.
Cool. What do you do in that lab?
I slice prostate biopsies.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Diagnosed for cancer.
Good for you, doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, Brian, remember you told that story about the big bulk size razors that you bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told my wife that story and she cried.
Oh, man, well, it's supposed to be an inspiring story, so I'm glad she was inspired by it.
Yeah, Anderson, you're hilarious. I wish you weren't quite so abusive to Brian. I know it's out of love, but...
What? I am so angry right now, Kyle the Third. I am reading The Rules of Attraction.
I know you're just joking.
The Rules of Attraction is... Fuckflix is suggesting that I'll like it a four, and I walked out of that movie with Farron back in the day,
I'm
back when
sign
it came
you to watch
out.
This movie next time.
2002, and I remember I was at Century City Mall, furious, going, that could have been so good, it had such potential, and it just sucked.
That's the only time you've seen it?
And Farron's like, yeah, it wasn't great. So let's move on. He didn't want to let me vent.
Right.
He was getting worried because I get so angry.
No one wants to vent.
God damn it. 4.0?
See, Just Friends.
Yeah. Oh. This was talking about great cinema.
This was the best Friends of 2002 to me.
Do you guys really think Cloud Atlas could actually be good?
No.
Like a big mess.
No.
I think it could be a mess, and I think there is potential for it to be decent. I think it could. It's either going to be great or it's going to be awful. It's going to be one of the two.
There's no middle.
There's no middle
why
with this movie.
Why don't they say from the makers of the Matrix trilogy? Why don't they just say from the makers of the Matrix? Wouldn't that accomplish?
I agree.
More positive. Anyway.
Yeah. No one gets. Yeah. You're right. No one gets half.
In
no.
a while, I just wanted to say, like, you guys would just do like one dissection, like one big review.
Now I know how you feel.
Sessions.
I'm sorry now. Oh, just like spend an entire episode doing Flick Fashions?
Not a whole episode, but like instead of Flick Fashions, just do a review of one movie.
Oh. Interesting.
Really dissect.
No, that's very film spotting, which we are not.
Yeah,
you know what I would like to do, though?
It wouldn't be, you guys aren't hipsters, so it would be...
Alex the Third. I would like to...
Kyle
the Third. No, now he's Alex the Second. I would like to do a serious episode once. And I think we kind of missed the boat.
All our Obsession Series episodes.
We missed the boat. Thank you, Tim. We missed the boat.
And also, he didn't ask his question.
He did. That was his question.
That was
it? He thinks we should spend an entire segment on one movie.
That's a statement.
We missed the boat with the comedic actors in dramatic roles. I think we should have done that entire episode deadpan, and that would have been fun. Mm. It's just it's an amazing movie with magnificent performances that really moves you.
Let's get Rob's question.
Yeah.
Hung up on him, didn't
Who's
you?
Who's Rob?
I lost Alex the second.
Kyle the third.
Hey, Rob, is this you?
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're on the app. No, Foodbone, how are you?
Come on.
What's up? Gold. The last guy told you about his wife who cried. Come on. Hey, you're on the Foodbone. How are you?
This is after disaster right now. This is what happens.
Hey, you're on the Foodbone. How are you? I get so excited. Yeah, oh, his name was Rob. You're right.
Just stop. I'm glad.
See how serious Brian gets?
I'm glad people are hearing this. Yeah, I'm so serious. I'm glad people are hearing this. This is what happens on the after disaster. We're just pressing buttons, saying hello, and nothing happens.
Fine. Sorry, Dad.
Thanks for joining us. Miss Moves, thanks for coming.
Miss Moves, do you feel like you completely wasted gas getting here?
Shouldn't live that far anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
But you're twice as heavy now, so it costs more.
Thank you for being asshole.
No, you're pregnant, is all I'm saying.
You're twice as heavy.
I wasn't trying to be mean.
That's the worst part. That's the worst part. You weren't trying to be mean.
All right.
If you're trying to, like, make a joke.
All right. In all honesty, Ms. Moves, I'm very disappointed that you got pregnant. Because you won't be at the big day.
I know. It's sad. I'm sad about it, too.
Yeah. You are one of the people that can't make it. It's sad.
Anderson,
it does sad me.
She wasn't at your big day.
Let's talk about how I almost made you cry. Oh, actually, no, that'd be weird. Never mind. I did almost make you cry the other day when I called
you.
But it wasn't because I was mean, right? Because that's what Brian
said. No, he was very nice.
I want to hear about this.
No more. Talk about it.
What?
We'll talk about it after the show.
Thanks for clicking through the Amazon banner, AndersonandBrian.com. We appreciate it. AndersonandBrian.com is where you go to do the Amazon thing to get the Sniff Tracks. Number 2, it's out now. Starship Troopers. Comment on the episodes. We get a lot of our ideas for listener callers. Listener questions.
It's like a scramble in his brain.
Yeah. Into Arcadia is the feature artist. Thank you for being our feature artist this week. IntoArcadia.com. The Film Vault. Social networks. Facebook.com/TheFilmVault. The Film Vault.
Do you think this is the show with the most plugs at the end? I mean, this is more than Stern used to have back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but none of these make us any money. So we're just thanking people.
Hit or miss movies.
Yeah, speaking of which.
The after disaster.
How's the Miss Movies Minute going?
It's on hiatus.
Yeah, it's on pregnancy hiatus. It's on maternity leave.
Yep, it's on maternity leave.
Check that out when it comes back at hitormissmovies.com. I would plug the after disaster, but it feels like I already heard it today. The after disaster.
Not quite. Hey, you're on the Film Vault. How are you?
Don't do that.
Hello? Hi, what's up, man? How are you? Right, that was Brian hanging up on the caller. I would never do that.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our, throwaway filler episode with Miss Movies. Jokes. That was a joke.
I am drunk and in the ocean right now, maybe being eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Burr said on his podcast the other day, hey, if you're going on your honeymoon out to the water anywhere and the ocean, the wedding's over. Forget about it. You're never going to have a future. I'm like, oh, that's not very nice.
If you were being eaten right now by a shark, what would your last words be?
I was doing it for Van Gogh.